I'm Rona Tarrant. An estimated 25 people have been killed and nearly 300 injured in the most violent eruption of Guatemala's Fuego volcano in more than four decades. Over 300 people have been evacuated from the area following the eruption and a five-mile stream of lava. Rescue operations were suspended overnight due to dangerous conditions and inclement weather, but have resumed today. The chairman of the US Bishops Committee on Migration has criticized the Trump administration for forcibly separating children from their parents at the US-Mexico border. It follows the announcement last month by Attorney General Jeff Sessions that a zero-tolerance policy would be in place for immigrants crossing illegally into the U.S., resulting in children being separated from their families. The number of minors in U.S. custody has grown to nearly 2,000. Bishop Joe Vasquez said the policy is ineffective to the goals of deterrence and safety and contrary to Catholic values. The annual report on the implementation of the US Bishop's Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People shows a decrease in allegations of clergy sexual abuse from the two previous years. However, at the launch of the report, the chair of the National Review Board said there is a need for continued vigilance since charges were raised by more than 650 adults and 24 minors. He also said he was most concerned by a shortage of resources to fully implement programs, the failure by some dioceses to complete background checks in a timely manner, and in some cases, poor record keeping. A second group of Chilean sexual abuse survivors met with Pope Francis over the weekend. In a statement after the meeting, the group said the Pope apologized to them and added that they're trustful and hopeful about reforms he's begun in the Chilean church. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.